Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask for your anointing tonight. We thank you, Father, for the things that you're going to do. Lord, just let our praises go up to you tonight, Father, in a mighty way. Let it be a sweet smelling to your nostrils, Lord. We thank you, Father, that tonight is going to be praise night. We're going to praise you, Lord, with our lips. We're going to praise you in song, Lord. We praise you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God. You're the mighty God. You're the God that's created this whole universe and us and everything in it. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the holiness walk that you have each one of us on, Lord. Praise you, Father, that we're chosen. Every one of us are chosen, Lord. We've been foreordained. We believe that, Lord. We're walking it out with you, Lord. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in each one of us. We're kind of at different levels. Some of us at the same level. Some a little higher. Some a little lower. But, Lord, we're all striving towards you. We're all running after you, just like the Shulamite bride. We're going after you, Lord, with all of our heart. We don't want nothing but you, Lord. Ain't nothing in this world matters to us but you. We give it all to you. We lay it at your feet, Lord. We put it on the altar, and we ask that you burn it up away from us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for letting tonight be greatly anointed for each one of us, Lord, and let it be a time of refreshing as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Anybody got a prayer request? Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I have a prayer request, but more, we've already prayed and just want the prayer of agreement, really. Obadiah, I guess is running a fever, and he's not feeling good, and he's just burning up, so... Lord, we thank you that this fever is gone. He feels 100% better, and it's not going to affect him anymore. In Jesus' name, fever, you've got to go right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that Obadiah is completely over that. Lord, we thank you for placing peace in his heart, joy in his heart, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Woo, my. Willie. Playing that piece of stick here. Glory to God. Okay. Anyone else got a... Hey, Don. Let me unmute you. What's up, buddy?
Oh. Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Lord. And Marlene down there, will you?
Yes, she's over here studying, reading.
Okay, got you in there.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to meet you. All right, anybody got a prayer request? Anybody got a prayer request? Matthew, you've already had one this 5 minutes. Come on now. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I can't remember them all at once, so bear with me.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'm kidding.
Today, I kind of went through a little trial and got a little spanking, so would like prayer for the healing for that. Today at work, I got stuck on a machine that I really didn't want to be on, and I kind of... grumbled and complained a little bit. And so I got my finger caught in an air clamp. And right now it's a little swollen. And it doesn't hurt much, but it took off some skin with it. And of course I had to report it and go through all the paperwork. And so, anyways, Anyway, I just like prayer for that.
Put it up there on the camera. Put it up there on the camera. No, don't. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. I'm just kidding you. Put it up there. Put it up there. In the name of Jesus, we command the swelling to go, pain to go, and any kind of other thing that's wrong with it to be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Everybody agree? Amen. Thank you, Father. Where's the boo-boo? I don't even see the boo-boo, Matt.
Well, you can see where it took off the skin there.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. But the, you know that skin that's right underneath your nail, usually?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually swollen to where it pushed out. It was pushing out of here. So.
Whoa. Okay. Well, that fingernail is going to stay on there in Jesus' name. Ain't going to lose it.
Yeah.
Jesus' name. All right.
No more picking your nose.
Uh-oh. This is a community, Leon. Come on now. Amen. Oh. Yeah, as my granddaughter would say, hey, you.
A community that picks its nose.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Would like to pray for somebody or, excuse me, testimony or a praise report.
I have a prayer request, Michael.
Okay, Debbie.
It's a prayer request I shared this morning in the morning meeting about a woman that my daughter told us about that she asked us to share, whose baby boy has to have a surgery for infected shunt area and a lot of problems with it. And then she texted me tonight and said, a little while ago, she found out that the doctors said that they won't do it. They won't do it until she gets the first part of the money up front. And even then, it's just a general surgeon. He's not a neurologist or anything. So she has to pray that this woman has a GoFundMe account set up, and that whoever sees that, that God will bless and help. There will be help for that. So. But we're praying for healing, because we don't even need the surgery.
Okay. You want prayer?
Yes.
Okay,
Father, yes, Father, we pray for baby Marvelous, Lord, is his name, and we pray that he would be a marvel, Lord, God, because you have touched this child, Lord. The mother is a believer. She's trusting you. She's asking for prayer, and we stand with her. We command that healing to that baby, that this shunt, whatever the situation, would be repaired, and we just thank you for it. We just receive it, Lord. And Lord, if monies are needed for some reason, we just pray you would provide them. You would touch hearts, mm-hmm. Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. She's not going to need anything because you've already.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Father. Okay. Anybody else?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, Kurt.
Could I give a couple of praise reports?
Well, sure. Go right ahead, brother.
Well, everybody knows that I've been having problems with my truck, the transmission. And so I woke up this morning. I was supposed to go and did go over to the salvage yard for Scott, this guy there that was going to look at it for me. And on the way over, I was just feeling really depressed and asking the Lord that I didn't understand why I was under this curse and to show me why, so that I could repent, and, you know, on and on and on, just begging and pleading with the Lord. So I get over there, and he takes it out for a test drive, and he comes back, and he lifted the hood, and he said, well, Kurt, he says, there's nothing wrong with this transmission. He said, these are a lot of hills and curves, you know, and this model of truck or transmission, you know, to get into drive, it has to get up to about 40 or 45 or whatever sometimes. And He said, you know, that was the only problem that I saw. But he said that, you know, to bring it back next week when he's got a chance to look at it. And there's a wire in the back of the hood, you know, behind the plate or the filter that goes over, you know, that thing that goes on the top of the carburetor. And he said when the plugs was changed, the wires was changed, he said that the person either bumped that wire and got it out of alignment or maybe even took it off, you know, until they did what they needed to do. He said, at any rate, you know, when I bring it back, he's going to adjust that for me. And he says, I don't think you got any problems. You know, he said, you don't need a transmission. So I was in hog heaven for that, you know, and really repented and praised the Lord concerning that. And the other thing is that my daughter did get the money, and she did go down and get her license straightened out, so she's legally back on the road again. So I praise God for that too. And then I was really humble before the Lord, because it's like, you know, I was all depressed about, you know, everything out of my control. I had no way of, you know, doing this, that, and the other. And God had it all planned out to start with, you know, and it made me feel good and bad at the same time that I didn't put much trust in Him. So anyway, that's my praise report for the Lord, and I just thank Him so much for being on my side and me being on His. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sometimes we get a little bit quick on blaming the Lord, don't we? Thank you, Lord.
Can you unmute me?
Yeah. Sure will, buddy. Okay, who's next? Well, you got some wild things going on with some, what's this, just your video there, Willie. Looks like the Lord's anointing you there. Okay, anybody else? I'm going to quit eating. I love these snacks. I've been watching Leon and other people snack during the conference call. I said, I'm just going to try that. Oh, yeah, it's hard to talk and eat, too. Can't do it. Now, looks like you got it figured out there, Willie. What is that sound? Okay. What kind of beer are you drinking, Joe? I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm just kidding. I thought I'd get your attention. All right. Anybody else? Got a praise report or a testimony?
Well, I'll say something.
Well, please do, Don.
Okay. I've had trouble with the shaking of my hands. What do you call that? David has a name for it. Anyway,
palsy.
Whatever. But I haven't noticed it today.
Parkinson's.
Oh, Parkinson's disease. Is that, that's one thing.
We ain't calling it on you. That's just a symptom, ain't it?
Pardon?
That's just a symptom.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Is that what you said?
Well, I didn't know if you had a praise report or you wanted us to pray for you or what.
Oh, I thought I already had a praise report that I mentioned.
Okay.
I said I haven't noticed it today.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Lord.
So thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father. Okay. We just praise you, Lord, that Don is completely free of that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He can keep peas in a spoon now. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I thought it was a knife.
Oh, a knife? You tease with a knife?
No, I don't. But
what?
I've seen people doing that. Old Germans, you know, they gotta eat peas with a knife. I haven't seen that done since I was a child, though.
Well, let's hope you don't ever see it again. That sounds like something silly. I always use a spoon. I can use a fork, but I'd rather use a spoon because I can get a whole lot more on that spoon.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's. I guess this is edifying to everybody.
I think it was Merlin's grandpa that does that, and he's German.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, all right. You're healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Okay, anyone else? Y'all want to say something unusual? I'm going to share something with you, I think. Tonight, we're going to do praise and worship. But I'm going to show you something. This is really cool. This is awesome. If you're not careful, it'll make you cry. Let me see here. Make sure I get everything punched like I'm supposed to. Am I supposed to click that box that says optimize for full screen video clip? Oh, I haven't been, but it's been okay, hasn't it? Okay. All right. Wrong thing. Where'd it go? Wrong thing. Well, where did it go, for goodness sake? Aha! Here it is. Okay, this is at a meeting, and this guy comes in, and I'll just let you know he's a drunk, and he's inebriated. But watch what happens.
Hallelujah. A dona Tereza e a dona Rosa, do Santo Luzico, comparente do irmão José Cadeira, eu cumprimentei ela, só dava sinal com a mão. Ali, Deus abençoe. Ó. Tá?
Olha que
perdão. Ô, João, deixa os filhos vir aqui. Deixa os filhos vir aí. Por aqui. Tá, sobe aqui então, senhor. Olha aqui. Vem cá. Dá a mão pra mim.
Tá bom.
Dá a mão pra mim. Faça aqui, Arrasco. Você me viu primeiro assim, ó.
Hein?
Vai dormir quando tiver som, nós conversamos.
Deixa eu mandar uma música.
Só uma pergunta. Tem música pra cantar, homem?
Milionário, ele é rico.
Você acha que você é baitão, homem? Não tem uma musiquinha melhor?
Alô. Eu
queria
uma,
só capricha
com a mão. Põe aí, ela.
Tá falando?
Não. O que é? Toda vez que eu viajava. Cadê a música?
Peraí.
É tudo Chitãozinho.
Senhor, te louvarei. glorificado, Senhor. O nome é que é exaltado, Senhor. Porque tu és a minha rocha, meu Senhor.
All right. What'd y'all think of that one? Y'all doing this? Okay. Praise God. That's a good one. I haven't known that this afternoon. I said, I'm going to share that with y'all. Yeah, Willie. I don't know why I can't hear you, but I can't. You're not muted. No, I can't hear you. Can anybody else hear him? We gotta do some more work. Amen. All right, anybody else? While he's trying to get his microphone messed cleaned up. Oh, okay. It ain't working. Yeah, me too, Andrew. That was awesome. It was awesome. There's a real drunk come in there, by the way. The people were blessed. I was blessed when I saw it.
Reminds me of a time when I was at a men's meeting. Do you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, go right ahead, Don.
That was around 1980, I'd say, in a charismatic church that we were going to. And a drunk walked in. Right across the street is an adult bookstore. Was an adult bookstore at that time. He came in. He was Episcopal. What was Martin Luther? He was
Lutheran.
No, his job, what he's actually doing. He was
a scribe?
No.
Evangelist?
Translator?
No. What is it? I don't know why I can't say it.
Well, go ahead.
Can't.
Sure you can. Sure you can.
Is that a reformer?
No, those guys that live
men.
Monk. Yeah, he was a monk, Episcopalian monk.
Okay.
Lived about 15 miles south of where we were living. And he came into town to go there, but he came across the street. He was drunk. And he just walked in crying. And he came and joined us and said he was a sinner. He needed God. That was some experience. What a transformation it took place in him. He was not drunk by the time you left the meeting. In fact, it was quite a bit before I left the meeting. He was there for the rest of our meeting. There's probably about 35 to 50 men there. And he started coming to our meetings. What a lovely guy he was, a peach of a guy. Somebody stole the battery out of his car, and he said, "Well, I guess they needed it better than I did." And he really became a loving guy. That was interesting. But it was shortly after that, he got cancer in the leg and died. I've often wondered about that.
Well, good gracious.
Yeah. We'd had miracles in that place, but I've always wondered why he wasn't healed.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I worked in the men's homeless shelter. Wait a minute. I just lost my video. Working in a men's homeless shelter. And, man, I tell you what, you get all kinds in a men's homeless shelter over the years. I've seen some wonderful musicians come through there that they would, they homeless, had to go in there to sleep, and they'd pick up a horn or get on a keyboard and just amaze you at the talent that some of these guys had. It's just amazing. Kind of like that guy there on that video, you know, walk in there and start singing like that. Good gracious. Okay. Anybody else? That's kind of like it. I saw a video here not too long ago of a homeless guy. They had a piano outside in some town square. I don't know where it was. But he sat down at that thing and just went flying on that thing, man. Some classical music stuff. Good stuff. Okay, does anybody got anything they'd like to share? Yeah, Leon.
Hey, did you see Jackie's chat to you?
No. Let me look here. All my hope is in Jesus. Okay. What's Crowder's first name? David Crowder. All my hope is in Jesus. Yeah.
Amen. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. We'll go ahead and play it. Let me go in. Yep, no problem. I'm going to play the one with the lyrics on it so we can sing along with him.
Amen.
Can y'all hear it?
I've been held by Savior. I've felt a fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. Thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. Wild in wildfire above. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Hey! All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man, break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. This Lord, then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing.
Michael, you might want to get on your microphone.
I don't know why. I'm just having a good time without it. What? All right, has anybody else got a song? That's a good one, Jackie. I like that one. I like old David Crowder, some of his stuff.
Yeah, I love that song. It's just like it's
got
me singing at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, I was singing too.
Amen.
I was disturbing David. I'm sure there's stuff thrown out there on my door. She's trying to shut me up. Okay. Go ahead, Willie.
I just wanted to test and see if you guys can hear me yet.
Yep. Hear you good now.
All right. I had to try three different combinations just to get the video. See, what I did is I hooked up my phone to my computer to play video playback and be able to hear you and talk to me at the same time.
Awesome.
That was an experiment that went right.
Yeah, you got it, brother. You got it. Amen. That's a pretty head you got there, Don. All right. Anybody got a song they'd like to sing or play? Y'all look at me like a deer in the headlights, you know. I don't know what they're talking about. Golly. All right, I got a good one. Can I show you one more, and then y'all can take over? I'm going to show you one more. If I can find it here. No, nope, that ain't it. There it is. All right, let me make sure I got to share the screen here. Okay, here we go. Maybe.
I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I
Okay. What'd y'all think of that one? I just ain't getting no reaction out of y'all at all, I tell you what. Yeah, I liked it too, Jackie. Go, Willie.
Awesome.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Yeah, what got me the most in that video, it's just thinking about, you know, Jesus still has those holes in his hands and his feet and in his side. He could have healed his body, you know, but he chose, you know, to keep those holes in his hands and in his feet and in his side. Can you imagine what that is going to feel like when you see it happen? He chose not to heal his hands or his feet or his side. I mean, really think about that. That hit me hard. You know, I really didn't even think about it when Jesus rose from the dead and he said, "Behold my hands and my feet." You know, and, you know, be not unbelieving. And he said, "Behold, you know, my Lord, my God." I never thought about that. You know, when I would go to see, you know, Jesus, you know, those holes would still be there. Yeah, but that hit me hard.
Amen. We'll see him. We'll definitely see him. The stuff that he went through is just amazing. All right, anybody else got one? Debbie, you want to sing us one? I'm just asking. I'm not demanding or commanding. I wouldn't
do that.
I didn't
know that you had anything going for tonight for praise and worship.
I didn't either until about 5 o'clock.
Oh, so I do have a song I don't mind sharing, but there's no music for it.
Okay.
So it's called Father, We Love You. Song the Lord gave me a few years ago. So I will sing that. very worshipful. Right pitch.
Father, we love you. Jesus, we need you. Father, we love you. Jesus, we need you. You're the anchor of our love. You're the life and breath of us. And we tell you, we can't live without you. You're the anchor of our love. You're the life and breath of us. And we tell you, we can't live without you. Father, we love you. Jesus, we need you. Father, we love you. Jesus, how we need you. You're the glory of our lives, the apple of our eyes. And our desire is only for you. You're the glory of our lives. You're the apple of our eyes. And our longing is to be like you. Oh, Father, Father, we love you. Jesus, how we need you. Oh, Father, Father, we love you. We love you. Jesus, how we need you. Oh, we need you. Oh, 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 oh. Jesus, we need.
Amen. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Man, I was trying to sing with you, and I can't hit them notes. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Willie, you have to break out the stick, brother. Oh, man. Okay.
Debbie, well, yeah.
That's down at my place. Yeah, I'm here with the children.
No. Okay.
Next time I'll keep it in mind, too, so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Leon.
Debbie, I love that song.
Yeah.
I don't want to break the mood here, but did you know there's an alien peeking in your window right behind you?
Yeah.
What was that?
I said I actually looked.
Okay. Who else gonna sing a song, Leon?
Debbie, did you write that song?
Yes, the Lord gave that to me.
Huh.
A couple years ago, yeah. Maybe 3 years ago, our group fellowships were supposed to meet together, and I thought the Lord gave me that song to sing for all of us, like four fellowship gathering we used to have every now and then. And I sing it for that.
I like that one.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Anybody else got one?
Michael?
Yes.
I don't have any idea how to look it up or share it or anything like that, but if you can do the work, one that I've always liked, it goes back a long time, is one by Phil Driscoll. It's called
My old buddy. Okay. Which one?
He's Alive Again. It's kind of an Easter song, but I always like the, it lightens the room and feels.
Sure. Yeah, I'll find it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm that good.
I know.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm gonna share the deal here. Can y'all see it? Can y'all hear it? Let's see if you can hear it. Can y'all hear it? Okay.
Like the lamb led through the slaughter and led him off to die, with sounds of sword and soldiers, shouts of crucifixion, without a word of malice, to the ones who left the prize. On a hill between two thieves, he hung his head and died. Well, the earth did shake and tremble, the sky turned black as night, and the dead came forth to testify of God in all his might. Though they crucified him, sealed him in a tomb, no grave could ever hold him, no stone or burial room.
He's alive again. He's no longer where he lay. He's
like that song. Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do. I like that song. All right, anybody else?
Michael, can you play another one?
Yes.
Kerry Job's Oh the Blood.
Kerry Job.
Mm-hmm.
You say, Oh the Blood?
Oh the Blood.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that is. All right, hang on. Share it. All right, here it comes.
Praise the light.
That's a good one. Okay. Anybody else? Come on, Matthew. Let's see if I can find one here right quick. I know y'all know this. We can sing along with it. Okay, I got it. See how I can do this.
Thank you. Okay. Michael.
Yes, Malcolm.
So in group chat, I put in the Zoe Group version of that, which is a really nice a cappella. I think that's one of our family favorites.
Hang on just a second. Let me get in there. And let me stop sharing. Zoe group version. Is that a Church of Christ bunch?
I don't know if they have any denominational offensive relationship.
Okay. That's fine. I wondered.
I see Matt. Hi, you guys.
What's that?
I'm just distracting everybody.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I just got my video thing going so I can share that.
Okay. Here it comes. Hang on. Share the screen. I'll be sharing the screen. Okay, here it comes.
To the Insta Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Is the Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you, Holy.
I got down. Go ahead, Matt.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
You're going to have to look it up because I can't get it off the tablet. But Let My Words Be Few by Phillips Craigney.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it here.
Yeah, that's a good song.
You'll sing it, Don.
I'll do that some other time.
Okay. Okay, I found it. Did you say Phillips, Craigs, and Dean? All right, let me get the things going here. Share, where is it? There it is. Hey, Dave.
You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. And I'll stand in awe of you, Jesus. Yes, I'll stand and I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. The simplest of all love songs I want to bring to you, Lord Jesus. So I'll let my words be few. Lord Jesus, I am so in love with you.
Are you in love with Jesus?
And I'll tell
What, you got something in your ear? Oh, man. Hey, Dave.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Michael.
Hey, buddy. This is, we decided to have a praise and worship tonight. Yeah, thank Joe. You. Okay.
I sent you a mail of my song.
Did you put it on the chat thing?
It's on your mail, mailing list.
My email? Oh, okay. I knew that. No slob tonight, buddy. I hadn't received it yet. I guess it takes a while to get across the waters.
I listened to this one a couple of times the other day. It's not real. I wouldn't say it's probably spirit-filled, but maybe it is. I don't know, but it's because it's professional artists, but I really am impressed when she sings this song. It's I'll put it in the chat. It's How Great Thou Art with Carrie Underwood and Van Skill. Did you guys play that one yet?
No, I hadn't played that one yet.
Oh, man. Have you heard it?
We're fixing to.
All right. It's, yeah. Yeah, it's, it's not.
Yes, Lord, we can do that. Oh, man. Come on. Quit that. This thing, if I get my mouse too far off screen, it just goes black.
Oh.
It's an operator error. Not that I'm operating.
Computer frustration.
Yeah. Okay, How Great Thou Art. Vince Gill.
Carrie Underwood and Vance Gill, yeah.
Yeah, okay, here we go. All right, let me get the thing going here.
You open the floodgates, I hope I can make it through this.
How great.
Okay. That's a good one. I like it. I like them all. Yeah, man.
Did you see what Joe chatted?
Mm-mm. How Great Are You by Robin Mark. How Great Are You, Lord? Okay. Okay, yeah, I can get that.
Filling my heart as I sing. Oh, we exalt you for your greatness. The greatness of your heart, Lord, the compassion of your heart, and the love of your heart. And Lord, you have shown your heart to us, Lord. Oh Lord, may we, by our words and our actions and our deeds, show your heart to the people that we meet, to the people of this land, to the people of the world, Lord, to every nation. The heart of the Father that loves us, and whose love is greater than any earthly love or any other love that we could ever know. We bless you for your heart, O God. Amen.
Amen.
Michael.
Yes.
How about some, I was thinking of playing some choruses here on the piano.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got two phones going so I can actually hear you guys this time in case somebody wants to sing. Anyway, I'll try this and see just a minute.
Yeah, we can hear. Coming back, are you coming back? Amen. Okay. Is that it?
Let's see. Do you know the piece, the song's an old song, Whosoever Surely Meaneth Me? That's the way the chorus goes.
I'm not sure I know that one, but go ahead.
Let me try it and see if you, I'll see if you know it. Do you know that one, Michael?
Not me. Don, you know it?
Surely meaneth me. Surely meaneth me. Surely meaneth me.
No, I don't.
It's a really happy song.
Okay.
Probably from the 30s.
Oh, that's way before my time.
No, they were doing this song back when I was growing up.
Amen. That's good, Malcolm. That's good, Malcolm. Okay, what y'all want to talk about next week? Has anybody got a subject that they would like to bring out next week? Is there something on your mind that we need to talk about? I see you. I saw the two hairs on top of your head, Don. Did you have a subject, Don?
Nothing on two hairs I have. I can't think of a subject on that.
Oh, no. I'm just cutting up with you, buddy.
How about God has the hairs on your head numbered?
It don't take long, some of us.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Sorry, Don. Touchy subject.
Wait, think faith. There are lots of hairs up there.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Faith.
A lot of hair on my head. You look... My place.
It's not too hard to find, is it, Don?
That's right.
Amen. All right, what about a subject for next Tuesday? Has anybody got a question in the Word of God that we need to discuss? That you've run across here recently. And another thing, if you ain't been in the Word of God, you need to confess right now, glory to God, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Let's try to find a balance between the New Testament grace and walking by faith, and then at the same time, walking in obedience to the Word, where we're not walking in legalism, but we're walking by the new standard set for us as Spirit-filled believers in Christ.
You mean, how would you, just a few words, how would you put that?
Well, you know, this is a lot that I see with the Scriptures, with the Lord is, I mean, we all know about what the gospel is all about, and it's about, Jesus' bloodshed on the cross for our sins, and is enabling us not only to be forgiven, but to walk in newness of life. But now that we have this newness of life, it's also it's not only just freedom from our sins, but it's responsibility to walk in a new way and walking out the Word, in changing our lives, humility at the same time with I get the feeling that, you know, he wants us just to be as close as to the Word and in the Scripture as he lays it out in the Old Testament in a lot of ways sometimes. Not legalism, but we're trying to please God and not offend and walk righteously, you know. So trying to find that balance where we're not falling under the law, but at the same time we're walking in perfection in Christ. Does that make much sense? Is that too much? I don't know.
I don't know. Willie says a servant's heart. That's somewhat of what you're talking about there.
Sure. If it goes that direction, that's fine.
A servant's heart. Is that a question or is that a subject to go on both ends of that? What is a servant's heart and how do we do it? Okay. What's a servant's heart and how do we attain that servant's heart? Is that okay? Is that sound about right, Willie? Uh-oh. Nope, that ain't it.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, what came to my mind was, you know, a servant's heart. You know, at least that's the subject I thought about.
A servant's heart. What is a servant's heart? Is that what you're saying? You got to put something else with it.
A servant's heart, or, you know, what is a servant's heart?
Okay. Sounds good to me. How about y'all? All right, servant's heart. Well, that's a wide open one. Another wide open. That could take weeks, but that's okay. That's what we're here for. Praise God. Okay. Has anybody got any prayer requests before we leave? Close out tonight. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you so much, Father, for all that you do for all of us, Lord, bringing us together, cohesive. You know, that was a word you gave me the other night. That was Monday night. Was cohesiveness, cohesive for our group. And I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, you're bringing all your chosen into that cohesiveness, that one accord. And I thank you, Lord, for that. Guide us, Lord, protect us. Teach us how to listen for your voice. Teach us how to walk and be guided by your Holy Spirit. Be led by your Holy Spirit. Lord, I know that, man, we've seen some mighty things in the past, but I know that in the future, it's just going to be astronomical, the number of great things that you're going to perform through your people. Seen glimpses of it. I know, Lord, that you have many people out there that are going to walk just like you, Lord, when you walked on this earth. Only there's going to be more of them. And the power that you have given each one of us, Lord, to bring in the kingdom during this troubling times ahead, it's going to be just awesome. I don't really know what all you have planned. We just know the general structure of it, and that's it. But Lord, I am so looking forward to it. And I know everybody here is too. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us into that one accord so that we can exhibit and see the power, even on this Zoom conference thing. Lord, we can see the power of an almighty God working through where we're not in person with each other, but we can see one another and hear one another, and our hearts are linked with each other, Lord. It's going to be awesome. I believe it, Lord. I believe it already is. We've already seen mighty miracles through this small group here, Lord, and I thank you for it. I ask for your protection upon us all, Lord, and your continual guidance and leading. And I thank you for it, Father. Give us all a good night's sleep tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.